So we're back. Now this one's create interesting narratives. Is that like being a storyteller?
It's sort of like maybe a subcategory under storytellers. Okay. So storyteller, you're just telling a story. But this is like creating, well, we'll see it in Genesis 2, verse 9. God, in a sense, does this. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, so God does this, you know, creation, and there's man and the animals and the fruit trees. But where's all this going?
So it's not just a story. Is it sort of like the dairy story or the cow story?
Yeah, when you told that story,
that's
it's like this.
Okay.
You created a game.
Right.
Okay, you created a game that people could
you
get into.
You story the narrative. Something into real life.
You could have said to this person, hey, I'm doing some really great work. You make some money doing your cows, and it would be great if you could give us some money.
Right.
Well, what do you need money for? Well, we got this going on. Instead, you said, all right. I need you to buy me a few cows. Because that's like a narrative. What do you mean cows? Well, cows stands for, you know, you spun the narrative. He got it right away.
Right away.
He understood what you were saying. Well, how many cows do you need?
So
he joined the narrative.
Yes, he did.
Right. He didn't ask, so how many students are you trying to reach and all that.
Yeah,
he joined you in the narrative. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's interesting.
It is.
Right? It's you know, a wealthy person gets people that are nonprofits knocking on the door all the time, saying, "Here's what we do. This is what it is."
Right.
But all of a sudden, you came along and made it a game.
Right.
You put it in life. Yeah. There's this narrative, and you can be a part of it.
And the reality is all of us are in narratives. I know that every day, I am the storyteller of my daily narrative.
Right.
And in fact, we have narratives. Right now, we have Dr. Clauser here, you here at the same time.
Right.
Where we've been producing these mini classes, and he's producing a philosophy class. So, you know, one of the narratives that I have done is the sweatshop narrative,
just
for fun.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Dr. Clauser, we almost 84 years old.
Yeah. We've been eating for an hour. It's back to the sweatshop.
Yeah, exactly. So the sweatshop awaits, and our foreman, Abigail, is sitting in a chair. Oh, our foreman is ready for you, Dr. Clauser. And he laughs. We don't really have a sweatshop and all that. But it's, we're into the narrative.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It just, for whatever reasons, as human beings, we like little stories and we like little games.
Right.
You know, people are into their video games, they're into sports.
Right.
Business is like a game, politics is like a game. Almost all of our lives are like these little mini games.
It's very practical. I remember in Compton about 10, maybe 15 years ago, I was still pastoring, and somebody was considering getting divorced. And I remember they went to counselor, and we came back, they came back and talked and everything like that. And it came that they were bored with each other.
Yeah.
And the counselor, a just really sharp Christian counselor, got them to be more narrative in their life.
Yeah.
To do what we're doing here.
Right.
So, but even in the bedroom, instead of like, let's have sex, you know, there was much more of a hey, tiger. You know, no, that's not so.
Or whatever.
Or,
you know,
hello,
what's your name?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's interesting in relationships when there's much more of that creativity and we actually think about it. You know, if you want to romance your spouse, if you're a guy, you know, story that in a narrative, you know, you know, when you buy flowers, it's not, I bought flowers and look at me. No. You make sure you got a story with those flowers to narrate your life into her life.
Right. Yeah. I was in Paris just recently, and I saw this bouquet of roses, and I hired a jet, and I flew all the way here just to give these to you. You know, and what's interesting is we know a story is made up, but it doesn't matter.
I don't have a sweatshop at CLI right now going on.
But it's effective, and it just it just, I guess it just makes it more fun. It makes it more, I mean, I guess that, you know, this is where metaphors came, you know, someone at some point said, I'm so hungry I can eat a horse. That's the saying.
Right, in English.
Well, you're not going to eat a horse. But right. I'm sure the first person who said that, it was like, God, you must be really, a horse is huge.
Right.
If you could eat a whole horse, that'd be, you know, it's an exaggeration. But it communicates in a way that just saying I'm hungry doesn't.
Right, right.
You know, my father loved the old hymns, and the reason he loved the old hymns is they used all those metaphors.
Yeah.
He liked the one, I forget the title of it, but it's the grace of God or something. And at one part of it, it says, if the ocean was
the love of God.
Yeah, the love of God. If the ocean was an inkwell.
Yeah.
You know, the old-fashioned inkwell where you dip the pen in. And every stalk on the earth was a quill.
Right.
You know, where you dip into the ink. And the sky was the parchment.
Right.
You could write with all that ink of the ocean, with all the stalks of the earth, with the entire sky, and you could never communicate how great the love of God is. So he said, now, you could say God's love is infinite.
Right.
But you're not going to get that same feeling that you get when you get this picture.
Right. Well, that's good. So, to wrap this up, create interesting narratives is really just about living your life in such a way to see how all of your learning, all the stories of your life, have similarities. And then having some courageous moments where you story that into your relationships and your ministry. And at first, you may not be that great at it.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
I mean, just launch in, and after a while, you will get how powerful this really is.